and gentlemen, I made it to the full 90. You may have made it through the full 90. It's not great. We had 16 shots. We had 3 of those on goal. And we had none of those in the net. I don't remember the stats for the other team because I just don't care, except for they got a goal and we didn't. I'm not real happy, guys. I'm going to see what I can do about not cussing, but I want to say all of the bad words. Let's do this. Laura Ellen is covered in poison ivy, but she made it out to this very, very muggy game. Laura Ellen, you always have some opinions. Do you think this loss will motivate us?
I certainly hope so, because this is what I've been waiting for. I wanted it to happen 2 weeks ago against the Rowdies. I thought that was the game that if we were going to lose, that would be the game to lose so we could have a great rest of the season. But I don't know. I think we need this. I think the players need it. The last 20 minutes of this game was incredible. They played well. They played with passion and fire, with the exception of Romeo, who just stood there. But other than that, I mean, they did their best. And I thought, the teams were equally matched out on the field. Their goalkeeper is really good, and there's nothing you can do about that other than put more shots on the goal. So, anyway, I preferred a loss over a tie. If we would have tied again, I would have lost my mind. So, it is what it is.
Laura Ellen would have said bad words. I will just say about their goalkeeper, if there is anyone from any other team that's listening, please note his name is Pickles, whenever you have the chance. Dill Pickles, if you can work it into a chant, and or the Silver Surfer, because, I mean, he almost turned around for that. I was pretty proud. All right, let's find some more people. Juan June came down all the way from the Jersey Shores to play with us. He didn't bring Chubbs, so I'm not sure that we're going to give you all the credit. But you watched the full 90. How do you feel about the game?
I think the Hounds just seem to be lacking that final touch in the final third. I think they looked good with the ball for most of the time, but it seemed like as they got closer to the opponent box, they just couldn't translate that into proper chances. And one breakdown in front of our goal results in the Nashville goal off the corner. I mean, just another unlucky result in the history of the Hounds.
I know we're at the other end of the field from the goal, but to me, it looked like we had a very lackluster clearance to give them that goal. What did it look like to you?
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it is. It's a training ground exercise. You can't let them knock down the ball 3 separate times in your box on a set piece. And yeah, you pay for not executing and being fully focused on those chances. The Hounds need to do better to keep this run going.
And then we saw a number of corners on our end of the field, but none of them really looked dangerous. Is that something the coach needs to focus on? Is it set pieces, or is it just finishing in general?
Yeah, I think right now they're struggling a bit in front of goal in general, and that translates whether it's open play or set pieces. I actually thought some of the deliveries on corners looked good, but again, when they were making contact, it just wasn't enough. It just wasn't enough. So I hope to see the Hounds rebound stronger. You know, I've been following them on the road, and I will continue to do so.
All right, well, Juan June's visiting. He needs to go get some love and attention from the other Steel Army members. So, bye, Juan June. Thanks for playing, and I'll go find more people. All right, I have Corner Naveed, and she has agreed to talk to me very foolishly because she doesn't know any better. All right, so what did you think about the atmosphere here tonight? It was really sticky, but how'd that stadium feel?
No, it felt really amazing. I honestly thought the weather was so beautiful. There was going to be a huge chance of rain, and I always love chicken tenders and that kind of stuff, so the stadium food here is delicious. And I thought everyone played really well. So it made for, I was sitting in front of a group of kids who I think were, you know, the ones that they coach. And they had a lot of great energy, a lot of good rah-rah.
How did you feel about the Steel Army down at the end? Were they loud enough for you?
I heard them all throughout the game. Yeah, they were amazing.
That is all that we asked. Thank you so much.
Oh, of course.
All right, Melissa has agreed to talk to me. It's really muggy out, but we watched the game.
We did.
It seemed evenly matched until, you know, we lost it.
Right, yeah, no, we played a good game. It was just an unfortunate loss.
Yeah.
Bad luck.
So we had 16 shots. Do you think we should have put any of them in?
For sure. There was really awesome shots tonight.
This is your first Riverhounds game?
No. I've been here a bunch of times.
And will you come back?
Of course.
If I find you again, would you be on the full 90 again?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Raw emotion. What's one word that makes you think of this game? Like, first word.
Intense.
She's not wrong. It was really intense for all of us. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.
All right. Josh has agreed to talk to me because he's a very nice man. It is steamy here this evening. What did you think of the atmosphere in the stadium this evening?
Well, I'm a season ticket holder, and I think it's getting better, but it's still not quite there yet. Still Armory's doing what they can, but we have to get the rest of the fans into it.
Do you sit in the grandstands?
Yes, in the grandstands.
Did you do the boom boom clap with us?
Absolutely, I did. But I was next to the supporter section doing it. Everybody's got to get into it, man.
Everybody's got to do boom boom clap. We're working on it. Yeah. So are you going to be back for Mr. Rogers night?
Yes, I'll be back to every game. We'll be here for every game.
Perfect, Josh. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'm going to end this sad evening with Casey because somehow he's managed to avoid me and not be on my show yet. I'm really upset about this. I haven't said any bad words, Casey, so if you could not say any bad words, I'd appreciate that. How hard is that going to be for you?
It's after this long couple weeks and then this game, it might be a little bit tough, but I'm going to try my best.
I appreciate that. So we lost.
Yeah.
I feel like we played the game, so I understand why we lost. I am clear down at the other end of the field when the goal happened. It looked like a terrible clearance. Is that what happened? Is that why they got a goal? Because we didn't clear?
Yeah, it looked kind of suspect. I don't know. It looked like the first half. I thought that the team, they held the upper hand. Second half seemed like they kind of fell apart a little bit. I don't know. It was a tough second half to watch. I'm not going to name any names, but somebody that came in for Nashville seemed to maybe raise the level a little bit. Former Riverhound.
Yeah, I mean, they were not messing around on this field.
Yeah.
Neither of our former Riverhounds were messing around
field. Yeah, I feel like they had a little something extra to prove. But I don't know. Hopefully, it's still early in the season, so.
Do you think this loss is a motivator? Do you think we go down and kick some kicker butt?
I think so. I think they need to regroup, maybe figure out something here, but I think it will motivate the team to go ahead down to Richmond and kind of come back with 3 points.
All right, well, let's hope so. Thank you for ending the podcast
for
me.
Thank you for having me.
Aw, so sweet. Much love. All right, everybody. That's it for the full 90. You made it through a game. You made it through a podcast. I didn't curse at you, and I didn't scream in your ear. I think this is almost a win for the listeners, even though we lost the game. So, until next time, kiddos, have a great evening.